Then Turin, being yet bemused by the eyes of the dragon, as if he were treating with a foe that could know pity, believed the words of Glaurung, and turning away, he sped over the bridge. But as he went, Glaurung spoke behind him, saying in a fell voice, "Haste you now, son of Húrin, to Dorlómin, or perhaps the orcs shall come before you once again, and if you tarry for Vinduilas, then never shall you see Morwen or Nienor again, and they will curse you." But Turin passed away on the northward road, and Glaurung laughed once more, for he had accomplished the errand of his master. Then he turned to his own pleasure, and sent forth his blast, and burned all about him. But all the orcs that were busy in the sack he routed forth, and drove them away, and denied them their plunder, even to the last thing of worth. The bridge, then, he broke down, and cast into the foam of Narog, and being thus secure, he gathered all the hoard and riches of Felagund, and heaped them, and lay upon them in the innermost hall, and rested a while. And Turin hastened along the ways to the north, through the lands now desolate between Narog and Teiglin, and the fell winter came down to meet him, for that year snow fell ere autumn was past, and spring came late and cold. Ever it seemed to him, as he went, that he heard the cries of Vinduilas, calling his name by wood and hill, and great was his anguish. But his heart, being hot with the lies of Glaurung, and seeing ever in his mind the orcs burning the house of Húrin, or putting Morwen and Nienor to torment, he held on his way, turning never aside.